Dipsomania.
Welcome back. It's the Dipsomaniac Podcast, episode
213.
I'm Uncle Jake.
I'm Tiny Fish.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
We're back again.
We had a rough start.
This year's not going as planned, everybody.
Yeah,
but we're making it happen.
We're trying, okay? Yeah. We're trying real hard.
Yeah, we're here.
We're still doing it. A lot of obstacles, but it's okay.
Yep. Thank you guys for joining us for another fun day here in Southern California.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We're able to snag ourselves a magic key pass.
Yay.
So we're back on our Disney bullshit.
Yeah, that's why we haven't been here. We've been on some bullshit going to Disneyland on my days off, and that's almost every other day. It's been nice, though.
Yeah, it's been nice to get back there, huh?
Shit, we already
it's
paid it off.
It's ridiculous there. There's so many people.
Yeah, it's busy every fucking day.
It was pouring rain, thunderstorms.
And everyone's
there.
Crazy. I was like, oh, good, they're leaving. No, they just
went for shelter until it cleared up.
Yeah, but we stood in line.
Yeah, we're
in
like,
the
fuck
rain,
yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm going to go on rides.
Got drenched.
We don't give a shit. Like, we haven't done that before.
Yep. We're grown.
We haven't been at Disneyland all our lives.
When it started raining, I was telling all the people, go take your kids inside. You don't want them to get sick.
You don't want them to get sick.
Everyone's fucking wet. And I was telling my coworker, I was like, dude, it was like a MILF wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, because also, earlier in that day, it wasn't cold, right?
Yeah.
And so people were dressed like it was summertime, straight up tank tops and shorts and shit, no jackets.
Yeah.
And so they're in the pouring rain, and it's, big ass drops and occasionally hail.
Huh?
Yeah, one hit me on the shoulder and I was like, that can't be a raindrop.
And you took a big ass
chunk of ice off of you. Yeah.
I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But so people were dressed for summer, but it was not summer. And so, yeah, it did look like a wet t-shirt contest out there.
The newest ride we went on was
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train.
That shit is
It was
dope.
So cute, and it was really fun.
When you walk in, there's a bunch
it's a
of
movie
like,
theater.
Yeah, movie theater shit, mm-hmm. popcorn. Popcorn is
Mickey.
Little Mickey's.
Very cute.
And then it's just a bunch of
movie posters,
memorabilia.
And movie posters of movies reimagined as if they were with Mickey and Minnie or Goofy and Clarabelle and Donald.
They put you in a room or the theater and then they show you the movie. Right?
Yeah, so it's it's supposed to be Mickey and Minnie go on a picnic. It's it's called A Perfect Day, I think it's called.
They get into a big crash and the screen
explodes
and all kinds of smoke just rushes into the room and then the guy's like, okay, go ahead, and we're like, where the fuck do you go?
You were like, where?
Because I was right in the front.
You're like, where do we go? I was like, obviously we have to go through the screen.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't know what was going on. I knew nothing about the ride because I don't like to look up rides before I go on it or anything like that.
And this one I haven't.
Yeah, so that's why you were confused.
Because usually I check it out.
Usually he's like, I know everything about the ride before. And I was like, no fun. But yeah, it was really cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty cool. Kind of built in the way of the Cars Land one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
I was saying it's the Star Wars one.
Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, that one.
Where it's immersive. Yeah.
Because it goes into different rooms each fucking
That's true. Okay, it might be a little more because you go in different rooms in the Cars Land one too, but it might be more Rise of the Resistance. Yes.
Yeah, so
even though Rise of the Resistance is still the most dope ass ride I've ever been on.
Yeah, we went on that day too. Everything was an hour wait, so you're chilling and
don't go on Monday, guys.
Yeah, Monday's the worst. I'd say Thursday was good.
Yeah, Thursday was pretty good, especially when you get there early. Thursday had, no lines. After, 2 or 3 o'clock, it starts getting a little linesy, but it's okay. Not too bad.
And then it's the Food and Wine Festival right now, so there's so much good food there right now.
Oh, that
pork belly and
macaroni salad. Oh, my God.
That was fire. And then the empanada.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
It's like a cheesy. Oh, it's a chili relleno empanada. Whoa. It was so good.
I don't know. We've tried a lot of things there already.
We haven't really ate at Disney.
The cheeseburger bao. It's all right.
It was like disappointing. I thought it was going to be better.
I was thinking it would have had like a meat patty on in there for some reason. Yeah, instead of like the ground beef. Yeah.
I mean, I would skip out on the cheeseburger bao and just get the Yoza sausage bun from either Aunt Cass's Cafe or Carl Strauss's. Just a little tip if you're still there for the Food and Wine Festival. It's going on until April 22nd.
Alcohol Disney went up sponsor like $2, I think.
Was it $2? It was the same now, price like, since we were there in December, so that's why I wasn't shocked.
Nah, it was like there's beers for like $18.
No, those are the mixed drinks.
Whatever. This shit's they're $17. Expensive than me.
The most expensive drink is like $17.
I say just get like a buzz ball or a fucking beatbox. Before pound that in. Shit before you fucking go in.
Or if you have a stroller, just hide it somewhere in there.
Yeah, you could. I was thinking of filling up a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah.
With like two or three of them and put it in a backpack and go in.
Yeah, you can. Don't let them know our secrets.
I'm just saying.
We would never do that. We pay full price for our alcohol, which we absolutely do. We never do.
I don't like carrying a backpack.
Before they started selling alcohol at Disneyland. We would just get a big gulp, put beer.
I feel like they check those now.
Probably now, but like they didn't back then. They were just like, come on in, girls that smell like beer.
I don't think you can drink at Disneyland, like walk around and drink.
No, you can't. You have to go. I think you have to go to the restaurant. There's like three or four places that sell alcohol, but they're all at like sit down restaurants or at the cantina at in Galaxy's Edge. But you have to be in there. I don't think you can walk around with it because you don't see anyone. And that's how it used to be at California Adventure too. You could not go out of the area. Yeah. You had to stay in that area. Now you can just walk around with that shit. People in line are like, look, look, look.
I saw on TikTok some lady, she snuck it in somehow, her drink from California side into Disneyland. And then she was drinking it by, I guess, Star Wars Land.
Galaxy's Edge, yeah.
Yeah, and they fucking got her. The security came and made her fucking throw it out. So I was
like, I get it.
I would have downed the shit out of that before I put it in there.
But I mean, I get like, maybe because Disneyland is a little more kid oriented. I mean, obviously both parks are kid oriented, but maybe because it is a little more kid oriented, they don't want it like all around like it is in California Adventure. But like I said, it used to be that way in California Adventure. So I bet you Disneyland's going to succumb to being all over.
When we went to California Disney, I noticed like more people were like fucking faded.
Well, yeah, because you can just walk around with alcohol there.
Yeah, I didn't notice like...
Oh, because you know how you're like totally sober too, like going over. Yeah,
and then when we go... It's like earlier. We're already buzzed at like 2:00. So yeah. I don't notice.
Everyone's buzzed.
Yeah.
But I always see like Barons there like double fisting. Like they're downing fucking beers. Like,
especially when it was like raining.
Yeah.
Everyone had like double fisted beers and we're just like waiting.
Trying to like find like umbrellas or something to stand under, awnings. Yeah. It's a different vibe at California Adventure for sure. I think that's why like everyone our age kind of like likes that side. Like they don't even bring their kids to Disneyland anymore because they'd rather be at California Adventure. I'll be like, but Disneyland has the magic. And they're like, no, no, no. We're just going to stay here.
But I did beat you once on the Spider-Man game, finally.
You did. After I was like really three tired. Tries. I didn't know what... Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, it was a fair fight. You won.
I don't know how.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I...
But you kept on giving me little hints, like, you got to pull the shit down.
Yeah.
And then I mean, you got to use a real, like, Spider-Man.
You were so sad.
Yeah, I was.
And I didn't want you to be sad anymore. So, like, you were like, I don't even like that ride. I was just like, no, you got to love the Spider-Man ride.
So I finally got my first win. I was like,
so now he's willing to go back again.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like when Toy Story first opened. And then, like, the points on that, you'd be like, come on, let's fucking go on it. See if I could beat you. I think the wackest one, like out of points, like those kind of games, is probably Buzz Lightyear because you don't really know where the fuck you're shooting at.
But you're like really good at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I'm so bad at Buzz Lightyear. Like,
I feel like we always get stuck, and then I'm like on the left side,
and you're like, meow,
so I'm
meow.
Always hitting.
And
like,
you got like a million points. And I got nothing.
And then you probably just wait till the ride starts
going
again.
No, I don't. I try and I'm there like pew, pew, pew. And I get like so annoyed because like I know I'm not going to win even if we're like stuck.
Yeah.
And I'll be aiming at the ones that are supposed to give you like more points. And I'm like, maybe I can't see. Maybe I'm not. I don't know how to shoot a gun. Maybe that's why.
Maybe you needed your glasses.
Yeah,
with your 20/20 vision.
I'm going to bring my glasses next time. But I do like the video game kind of like games. I think they really did make that in like enjoyable. Like they were like, yeah, let's integrate video games into our rides. That would be a good idea.
But I think like the new ones are pretty dope. Like
Rise of the Resistance.
That Mickey one.
Yeah.
The fucking Spider-Man one.
Because it's like very immersive. Like it makes you feel like you're in the movie or in the cartoon. So.
And then everything's like fucking hella busy. Like
Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's just like always 120 minutes and Cars ride is always like 2 hours.
Well, like it'll go down to like 65, but you gotta like get there right when it.
Yeah. But pretty much everything's an hour away at least.
Yeah. Especially like on a Monday. Rides. On Thursday, it wasn't that bad. Because we got the Spider-Man ride was like 45 minutes or whatever.
Probably next time we go, we're going to go pretty early. So we can, you know, get it done early and then probably hit a brewery out there in Anaheim and beat the traffic.
The traffic? You can't beat the traffic.
Yeah, you can't beat the traffic. Traffic's all day.
If you're going to beat the traffic, you got to leave at noon. And Disneyland opens at 8.
Yeah, you go... And then you're hitting traffic on your way there.
Yeah, so you gotta leave like at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Real bad.
Anywhere you go in SoCal, it's fucking crazy.
It's like everyone had like, or I don't, did we get more people or more people decided that it was okay to just like travel here for a vacation, even on off season from vacations? I don't understand where all the people
came
from.
It's spring break, but I don't know who's on spring break or we're just letting everyone get off at the same time. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I know it's spring break this week, but I don't.
For the kids, man, I don't know. College is like
college?
Last week. I don't know what's going on.
It sounded like people were saying like college was like in February. I was like, why is it spring break in February?
Whatever, Easter.
You got any plans for Easter?
We're going camping.
Yeah, we are.
Hell yeah, with the fam bam, with the guy who stays high.
Yeehaw.
And yeehaw. And then a couple of our other cousins. So that should be fun. So we'll let you know about that in the...
I think that's a fun way to spend Easter. We haven't really done a lot on Easter anyway in the past few years. So, do you have any Easter traditions?
No, just the Easter egg hunt.
Easter egg hunt.
But I want to do the adult one. We were talking about it.
Should you get drunk before you do the Easter egg hunt?
Yes. And you should be at least.
I can't find it. I can't see nothing.
We're not even running. We're just walking around.
I for sure cannot find anything when I'm drunk. Like, I cannot see things that are right in front of me. You know how it is. Like, when you're drunk and you're trying to, like, find something, you're like, I don't know where it is. And then somebody's like, it's in your fucking hand. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? You think I can find Easter eggs while I'm drunk? You're like, I think you can.
You can. Everybody can. No. It's part of the game.
I'm just like, I give up.
But there shouldn't be a fucking age limit on who can participate.
Well,
I don't think the little kids should go first.
What?
They should just go last.
Oh, no. You're absolutely wrong. Dude, I will not agree with that.
See, like, when the big kids come and they just start fucking taking everything, you're like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you see the little kid going for it and then just fucking swipe it.
Mine. Boom. Just I got longer arms. Shit.
Yeah. Or the good one is like the golden egg when there's like that one golden egg.
I really
trying to find it.
I did not grow up with golden eggs. So
no,
I
No, that's
just,
a new thing.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just like, golden egg?
Or it would be like a regular egg with like something good in it. It wouldn't be a golden egg because.
Check it out.
What?
I didn't have those eggs, like plastic eggs, when I was growing up. You know, the only
eggs. So you just got them to eat the eggs?
I just.
With the dyed shit?
Yes. Those are the only eggs that were hidden from me, were just straight up boiled eggs.
The funny shit have, like, is like.
Stuff in my eggs.
My dad's mom. You know how, like, we don't really fuck with her, but, like, she'd stay with us and we'd be like. Seeing her eat like our old ass fucking Easter eggs like that are boiled like that, uh-huh. And we're like, "Ew, she's weird." She's eating our old ass Easter eggs from
my
like,
poor
a
grandma
month
had
ago.
To eat like all the Easter eggs because I would have like one and be like, "Okay, that's enough. I never want a boiled egg again till next year."
Yeah.
So she's like trying to make salads and shit, like yeah, just trying to use all the eggs. She probably boiled like over a dozen.
Yeah, there's probably
you know?
Two, 3 dozen.
Yeah, and so like now we have all these boiled eggs that nobody wants.
So, do you like, put the salt on the egg when you eat a boiled egg?
I do now. When I was little, I just
yeah, me too.
I just used to eat it.
Dude,
but now
yolk?
I do like salt and pepper.
I used to love just eating the yolk.
Yes, that's all I wanted. I did not want yeah. the egg white. And then my grandma would be like, "That's so unhealthy. Like, you can only have one of the yolks."
Damn.
The yolk was like the only good part. Now it's like, oh, I like both. But yeah, before, like when I was little, I only wanted the yolk.
Yeah.
And I only wanted like two max.
Max, yeah. Because even the smell was
yeah,
like,
okay, that's enough.
Who's eating these eggs?
I was like, why did we do this? You know, who made this up?
You know how my brother is, too, like, extra with, like,
oh, yeah.
Ew. Yeah. These aren't boiled, right? This is not how you boil an egg. It's got that gray line in it. You overboiled it.
But it was cool, like, making eggs and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just cool.
You're like the, and then we used to have these like little stickers. Crystal bowls that, and then we'd put like the different colored water in the crystal bowls. And then you had that
oh,
wire
yeah,
thing that
yeah.
looked like a wire hanger, but uh-huh. to dip the eggs.
Yeah.
That was fun. I haven't dyed eggs in a long time.
And then they started coming out with like the marker ones.
Yeah. So you could do the little wax over it to make a design. And then when you dipped it in, it didn't dye that part.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then there were like stickers.
Yeah.
You could take the box apart to make little egg holders that look like grass and stuff. Remember that?
Oh, the grass shit.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, the confetti ones?
The confetti ones?
Yeah, my mom could do those where she'd take like a pin and then she'd take all the egg out of it and then stuff it with confetti. I don't know how
no,
she
we
do
would
it.
We would just use you know how like punching holes, the 3-hole punch,
uh-huh,
and then it would have like a bunch of those like the hole punch shit.
Oh, you use that stuff
so
to
we
put
would
in
use
it.
That to like
I'm still very confused how my mom got the confetti inside.
Now they fucking sell it.
Yeah, I know,
at
like
Walmart,
you can,
I think.
Yeah, you can get like a whole like dozen with it. Yeah. And then you go. We would have 2 because that's a lot of work for somebody to do.
And when I first saw those at Walmart, I was like, what the fuck? I was in line and I saw the dude like in front of me. He was just like, he bought like 6 boxes. I was like, wow. Oh shit. I didn't know you could get those here. Shit, should go check them out.
I know. You don't have to wait for your parents to do it anymore.
That's like they say, you can just go buy a piece of cake or like a whole pie or whatever.
I did, remember? I was like,
oh yeah, I forgot, like last month or something.
Yeah, there's this like really good cake at Ralph's, right? It's a strawberry shortcake cake.
Yeah, we've been getting that for like all our family birthdays.
Yeah, and it's like so delicious. And then I was like, oh, they sell it by the slice, right? And I was like, okay, cool. And I was going to get 3 slices, but I was like, $2 more, I could get this whole fucking cake. So I got a whole cake. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm an adult. I can get a fucking whole cake.
Just put happy birthday on there for yourself.
Making them fucking write shit on there. Hey, can you write happy Tuesday on this shit?
Yeah, the fucking lady, because I got one for my mom. This is like in the whack ass Ralph's, like it's all old still. And they just gave me like the, instead of writing it with the fucking
the chocolate or
whatever. She's like, oh, we got these fucking, I don't know, just things to put on there.
Granted, like, that cake is kind of small, so it's probably like really hard to write on there.
But I was like,
they're like,
come on.
Can you just put this on there? You did not ask us about this hours ago. You asked, you want it right now.
I was like, damn, she's being lazy as fuck. All right, first beer of the night is...
from Spanish Marie. It's called Shake That Grim Off Your Face. So it is a sour that is supposed to capture the essence of the Grimace birthday shake. That's exciting.
Grimace from McDonald's?
Yeah. Yeah. You remember when Grimace's birthday last year? And everyone got really sick from the shakes?
Yeah.
And died in forests?
Yeah.
Anyway, it is a zesty blend of vanilla ice cream, blueberry, lemon ice cream, and kumquat. It is 5%.
Oh, okay.
Now
I'm looking at the can art.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because it has Grimace milkshake in her hand. Uh-huh. Okay, got you. All right, cheers. Episode 213. Woo. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
It's like cotton candy.
Yeah, that does taste like cotton candy.
I think it tastes better than the Grimace shake.
I liked the Grimace shake.
Now, this tastes bomb.
This is really good, though.
It's like cotton candy and birthday cake. Like that birthday cake, cotton candy, something. I don't know. It's good.
Oh, this is delicious. Mm-hmm. Spanish Marie, like, does not miss.
Yeah, they're always making good stuff.
Yeah, it's worth so the, good.
I don't know. They probably sell this for like $7 to $10.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Ooh, milkshake-inspired sour. Vanilla ice cream, blueberry, lemon ice cream.
And kumquat.
Fruity pebble cereal.
Yeah, so they were saying, like, imagine the bottom of your Fruity Pebbles, like the milk.
That's what it tastes like, the milk. That is delicious.
Yeah, that's really yummy, definitely, and I wish we had it. More.
Yeah, definitely go get this.
Mm-hmm. All right, out of 5 mugs...
Out of 5 mugs, it's a 5 to me.
I was going to say that too. I rarely give out 5s, but this is like really delicious. Yeah,
all fucking can art.
Because I was like, I want another one right now.
Yeah. Like I need more.
It's so yummy.
But maybe like after the second one, I'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But like obviously like not an all day because it's really hard to drink something that tastes sweet and sour like this all day.
I love Fruity Pebbles too. So.
But this is really good. Mm. And I do want more because we shared the can, obviously.
This is delicious. Go get it, everyone. Shout out to Spanish Marie, man.
No, like this is like mouth-wateringly good. Yummy.
Yeah.
Get it.
Get it now. Go run to your local craft
beer. Turn off the podcast. Yeah. Go get the beer. Come back.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Turn off everything.
Drop what you're doing. Are you at work? Leave. Leave your job. You're at family dinner? Leave now.
Yeah, I'd go get this.
You're on your way somewhere. Turn around. Go get it.
Go get it now. So make sure your craft beer store has it. Or fly wherever Spanish Marie is. I don't know where they're from, but go get it.
This one's like really good.
Makes you want to slap your mama.
What's something that you've seen somebody else do that you're like, I 100% could do that? Like, you're just like, you've never done it before, but you're like, I could 100% do that. Like, so confidently. Like, I don't need a class. I don't need anyone to teach me how to do it. I could do that.
I see, like, people building shit on TikTok or whatever, and I'm always like, oh, I could do that. But you really think about it, and you're like, nah, I can't. But I'm like, I don't.
What do you mean, like building stuff,
like a shelf or some shit, like out
like,
of
okay, out I of scrapped 100% think I could build a shelf, 100%, because I'm also that way. When like I see people doing stuff on TikTok, I'm like, yeah, I could fucking do that. Or like when I see somebody putting like tiles on their ceiling to like cover the stucco, I was like, I could do that. That's no problem. Building furniture, I'm like, I can't do that. That's a lot of measuring. We don't have the proper tools. But, okay, here's where I deviate from you. I feel like if I had the proper tools, like the bench saw and all that shit, I could do it. I feel like I could do it.
I feel like I could do it, but I know I'm going to be like, for my first time, I would be like, cutting wood like all
day. Yeah, we're gonna like
because my measurement's so much money. Gonna be fucking wrong.
I feel like for the first few times we're like doing stuff like that, like it's definitely gonna be like something like this would have been cheaper if I would have just let somebody else do it. But then after, you know, in the long like, run,
when you begin some shit like that, you're running the Home Depot like
all the time. Like, yeah. Oh my God. Do you remember just like redoing like one room in our house? And we were like, we can do it. We can do it by ourselves. I was at Lowe's. We were at Lowe's like every single fucking day. And I did not ever want to see a Lowe's again.
Yeah. You kind of like low key kind of gave up. I'd be like, oh, let's go do the room. And then you'd be like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I was also like interning as well. Like,
yeah, so, I was working.
I know.
But I'm coming home to like, like, really, you want to fucking sleep in the fucking living room for like days? I was like, no, let's get this shit done.
I was like, I'm so tired. I've been in the hospital all day. But yeah, it's like stuff like that. I'll see. I'll be like, I can do that. That's fine.
But that's how I'm at. Like at work, I like to get my shit done like now, quick, or like I'm thinking about it too fucking much.
At work, I do that here too. Not at home. I'm like, no, I can't. I will procrastinate all day at home. All day at home. At work, I'm very efficient. At home, I am not efficient at all.
Like lately, like again, I fucking got some shit off OfferUp. I got that fixie bike and it had like a bad brake line. What else did I have to change on there?
The chain.
New grips, new chain. And that's all I could fucking think about is just getting it going. And
you're like, when is it going to be here? Is it going to be here today or is it going to be here tomorrow?
It was like all the Amazon shit.
Yeah. I was like, chill.
The funny thing was when we went and got the bike chain at
Walmart.
At Walmart. And then the guy over there, he was just like,
it was he used like to his work theme. With chains like, or yeah. some shit. And he used to work like, with like machinery that used like chains like on a bike. So he was like, this is my forte. Let me tell you all about chains.
You need a chain breaker.
He's
everything.
Like, you need this. Like, he's like, yeah, you got I this? I looked up do you have do this? Let me show you something. Maybe we have something that can help you. Like, he took his like all around Walmart and I was and like, he was bro, just, like,
I just
telling
need
me, like,
the shit so I can. I was like, I kept on putting my hand out, like, can I get the fucking
yeah, thing? And he was like, okay, was like, well, because you couldn't either. He had to take you to a register.
I didn't
register.
Know. Like, I was just
yeah,
like,
we didn't know.
Sometimes those motherfuckers just give you the shit. Yeah,
they're like, you seem trustworthy. Yeah. Like, I felt like he was, like, one step away from being like, what's your address? I'll just come over and help you put on the chain. Like, what? He's, like, really helpful, but, like, also, like, guys... Like, we get it. We already know. Like, can we just
I kept on telling him, like, I know. Like,
and
I
he's like, no. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know. You've never worked in the industry. Like, I've worked in this industry. Because
he was like, that was my old job. Yeah. I used to do
he's
this.
He's like, you know what? We don't have what you need. Maybe you could just take a pin. I think you can do it. I think you can do it.
Yeah. I know what I need.
I've been telling you I could do it, sir.
I was like, can I get what I fucking
But he was got? Like so excited too, like that like his interest came up that you like didn't want to be like rude and be like,
so
just
I'm
give
following
me my shit.
Him around the fucking store like,
like
oh, come
wild
on,
goose
I'm
chase.
Ready to go. Like, yeah, I know what I need. You guys don't have it here. I already asked you if you had it and you saw that you didn't have it. But you're
like,
trying to give
me
like
let me take you to the hardware.
Yeah. I was like, dude. But yeah, that's been fun. Offer up again. I've been grabbing a couple things off of there.
Your favorite hobby.
What else did I get? Oh, a dog wagon. Like a $200 plus dog wagon. And they didn't put the shit together correctly.
Like, also, it was missing a beast.
Yeah.
Or maybe they lost it. Maybe we lost it. I don't know.
Yeah, because I just threw that shit in the car.
Yeah. But so you also had to like get a piece for that. So.
And I think they just didn't put it together right, so it wasn't working for them.
And they're like, uh-oh.
And it's brand new. The wheels didn't even look like they took it on the
road
at all. Nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Came up on that shit for $30. And then what else did I...
They're all listening. They're like, give it back. Yeah. You fix it, give it back.
It works fucking great.
Beautifully.
And then I got tiki torches. They're like $10 each. I got it
for
$1
each. Yeah.
You know, getting ready for mosquito season in the backyard.
Yeah. It is spring. Spring has sprung. Yeah,
so, you know that shit's coming. What was the question? Forgot.
The question was something you've seen someone do that you think you could 100% do, even though you've never done it.
Oh, that pickleball shit.
Oh, you feel like you would be like an awesome pickleball player?
Mm-hmm. I think I could do it. Like, I see my cousin, like, he's all into it right now. And I'm like, dude, I can do that shit.
Girl, no problem.
Yeah.
Girl, I'll beat you first time I pick up this paddle and wiffle ball. Is it a wiffle ball? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it is.
I've never like even really seen like pickleball.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a wiffle ball. So like.
Oh, I kind of saw it today and I said it was slow tennis. And yeah. You were like, it's supposed to be faster pace. And I was like, this seems like tennis for old people.
It is.
Like, because old tennis players do it. Like, they don't play tennis anymore, but they're like, I will play the fuck out of some pickleball.
But I used to see those fools at like Venice playing it and be like, what the fuck's this? But it's cool.
It's also big ping pong to me.
Played it in PE, like in high school. We had
really
pickleball shit too.
I thought that shit was new.
No, it's old.
Oh.
But I don't think we had those kind of like rackets and shit. Like their new ones are all.
Nothing new under the sun, right?
Yeah.
I heard somebody on TikTok, because they always talk about how like a lot of men think that they could fly a plane. Like no problem, like mm-hmm. or land a plane if someone just like tells them, and they were saying in the same vein that men think they can fly a plane, women think they can get away with murder, and I 100% agree with that. I think I could get away with murder. I think I wouldn't get caught,
but you will.
You will. Yeah, you most definitely will. Because
you're going to slip up some type of way.
Everyone slips up, right? But I feel like women trained. Women, it's we watch get, so much true crime.
It's going to be a little harder, but they're going to get you. Because like when you see right? like the videos on those, you know, like them inside
like
the fucking
surveillance or whatever.
Interrogation
but
shit.
Oh, the interrogation.
And you're like.
It's because men crack too soon. Just lawyer up. You talk too much to the police. That's how you're getting caught.
Yeah.
You're saying too much. Or like people.
Where were you talking about this with my brother?
Oh, yeah. I think you need to get a lawyer.
And we're just like, get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer. I don't care. You're innocent. You're guilty. Yeah. Get a lawyer.
Yeah.
If you do one thing, if a cop is talking to you, you say lawyer right away. I don't care what it's about. It could be a random traffic stop, you say lawyer,
right?
Never talk to the cops. Never.
All right, next beer of the night is
Mason L Works WC IPA. It looks like a WD-40 can.
Yeah.
It is a West Coast IPA that has HBC 586, Motuka, Idaho 7, and Mosaic hops. Flavors and notes of zesty lime and tropical aromas with a blend of fruity and piney notes. It is 6.9%.
Let's go. Let's try it out.
It's a pretty good IPA. It's just like a standard IPA, though.
Yeah. Light. Light tasting.
It reminds me of just like every IPA, though. Like, it's not like special, right?
Yeah, I can't really.
The smell was good, but yeah, it's giving
regular
solid IPA. Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
It's not like crazy on my taste buds.
They didn't like reinvent the IPA, but it's a good IPA. Yeah. Solid.
Out of 5 mugs, I'll give it 2.5.
I'll give it a 3. It's a good solid IPA.
It's not like making me happy or anything. It's just like, it's cool.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Yeah. I think the can art looks
cooler. Yeah, the can art is dope.
The beer, but it's just WD-40 type of can, but.
If you like.
Oh, West Coast IPA. Yeah. Okay, got you.
WCIPA.
I got you. I was like, what?
I was
confused. But yeah.
It's good silent IPA. Check it out. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, it's 6.9, so you'll definitely catch a buzz. So
yeah, if somebody was like, I'll give you $1 billion,
yeah, I'll do it
to cheat on your wife, would you?
Yeah, 1 billion.
I don't like how fast that was. yeah absolutely,
why not?
Like, I know that's the right answer, and that should be the right answer, because it's hard out here, right? That should be. But like, do you ever wonder about like after you get that 1 billion and then you have to be like,
It'd be like, yo, I just did it for the 1 billion.
Yeah, but well, you know,
we're
like,
good now. You want to yell at me for a couple years?
I'll... But you know how like feelings are. Like, it don't mean shit. You know, like the 1 billion won't mean shit because feelings are sometimes just more than that. Like, you know,
yeah,
you'll just be like, you won't. Well, did you fucking like it? Did you have fun?
Like, it was only 10 minutes.
I'm like, I don't care.
A sweet, sweet love.
The best sex I've ever had in my entire life, like, because I am getting $1 billion for doing it.
You're in love with this person? For the 10 minutes?
You leave me with the $1 billion. I don't like that. Oh, you think you would just be chill if I was just like, yeah, I'm going to, like, obviously the right answer is yes, cheat, right?
Yeah.
But you think you would be like chill when I came back? You'd just be like, oh, yeah, me? That's fine. Yeah, you.
No, not
you're
me.
Worse. You're the worst. I'd be like, well, you know, I did it for us. Like, we needed the $1 billion. And you're like, you would be so upset.
Yeah, I know. It'll take me a long time.
Pouting in our mansion, huh? Yeah. Just walking around slamming cabinets. You fucked somebody else?
I can't believe she did this shit. Oh, you're looking around. I can't believe she did that shit for this. But it's fucking nice.
I like the way we're living, but fuck that shit. I think you would just be walking around yelling. Walking around the mansion just yelling shit. Fuck. Fuck a bitch.
I do that now. We got an invitation to our friend's wedding, too, in Idaho.
Woo! Like, we're so excited.
We're invited.
We're so excited for them. That's
crazy. Yeah. So, we're going to go see some potatoes in Idaho.
He used to be always a groomsman, but never a groom. And now he's a groom. Woo!
Yeah, congrats, Pat. Patty boy. But we're all trying to plan, like, how we're going to get there, if we're going to fly, if we're going to fucking...
Road trip it,
get an RV, Winnebago, I don't know.
Road rules.
Rent a fucking Camry. Hey, those Camrys have big trunks.
They do have big trunks. You can put so much luggage in there.
Yeah, you put like 9 big
trunks
of luggage.
Why are Camrys...
I don't know.
So big.
You always look at someone who has a Camry and they pop that shit open. You're like,
holy shit. That's a whole nother car right there.
You put like 6 dead bodies in there.
Yeah. Like, why is that? Like, why is that the measurement for trunk space? Like, every time somebody opens their trunk, they have a big trunk. Damn, you could put a lot of dead bodies in there.
Or you look at someone who has a small trunk. You're like,
you would never get away with murder.
Not a lot of room.
You could only put 2 pairs of shoes back there.
That's like my car. I had to change out my sub. I still have subwoofers. Sorry, guys. I'm still stuck in like the 80s and 90s. I bet you don't even need that big ass subwoofer in there anymore.
No. But every time I go in your car,
yeah,
my phone likes to tell me that it's too loud in here for your delicate ears. The environmental noise was too loud.
It's all classic music. It's all loud as fuck with bass.
It's like, I didn't know Beethoven's 5th Symphony had so much bass.
I just have a guy in there in the back with a microphone, and he's just beatboxing. Word.
That was her fault for saying word. Because they're like, give me a word. And she's like, word. And they're like, okay. Word. They're so cute, though. It's these like 2 little boys that do like beatboxing. If you just give them like a word, it's so cute.
Did you see like the other ones they did? I forget the words they did, but yeah.
Yeah, I've seen like other ones.
That's just funny.
But the one that was funny was when she was like, okay, word.
The best one is that one. Yeah. But it's cool, like, they both are all into it and they add their little
like I love their little dancey dances with it. Like, it's so cute. They're adorable.
Has like anything ever affected your appetite?
Like, so many things. Like, my appetite is like
your whole day, right?
Easily affected, right? It's like so everything, like the moon and the sun have to be aligned right or something. Like, the weather affects my if it's hot, I don't fucking want to eat. I don't fucking want to eat shit. If it's cold, I want to eat everything.
I don't know what it was at Disneyland the other day where I just wanted to fucking eat everything there.
You were hungover from St. Patrick's
Day.
Oh,
is that what it was?
Yeah.
And I was
you
just
were like so hungover.
It.
You're like, let's go eat. Let's go eat. You were like, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I made us breakfast burgers before we left to there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, do you want to get a snack?
Yeah.
Like,
and then I just grabbed a little piece of bread.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you were like, when we got to Anaheim, you were like,
let's stop by McDonald's.
I'm hungry. Let's stop by McDonald's. And I was like, okay.
Trying to save money.
Yeah, and then as soon as we got like to California Adventure, because we like went to Disneyland first, and you were like, I'm hungry, let's go get that pork belly. And then you were like, let's go get this, let's go get that. You were hungry the entire time, and I was like, oh, you're hungover. You've got like the hangover, like munchies.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Every day's weird because it does affect how your appetite's gonna be.
Yeah, like weather is probably like the greatest factor in my appetite, because if it's hot, I cannot. And then I want really cold food if it's like hot. But then also like
salads are really good when it's hot.
Yeah, that's all I want when it's hot is salad.
Yeah.
But also like if the food's off at all, like I have a weird thing with eggs, like where I'll like eggs for a while and then I'll have like a bite of egg that just does not taste right, and I won't eat eggs for months.
Yeah, because I've got like breakfast burritos for you, and you're like, oh, the eggs in there aren't cooked
like
something.
Yeah, like if they're overcooked, I hate it. Like they have to be cooked perfectly. I hate the crust on like some people like that. It gets like brown, like the brown on the eggs. I fucking hate it.
I like it.
I think it tastes so disgusting, and then like I don't want to eat eggs anymore. If there is a hair in my food, whether it is my hair or not, I cannot eat anymore. And it's not even like I can't eat what I'm eating. I cannot eat anything after that until like my next meal.
That's true.
I will. It grosses me out so much.
And I'll just
much.
Be like, fuck it, I'll eat it.
Yeah, and it can be my hair, and I'll know it's my hair because my hair is very different colored from everybody else in the house. And so it'll be my hair, and I'll be like, nope, can't have it. Disgusting.
Like, I'll be mad at you. Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, that affects how I'm going to fucking be here.
Oh,
like,
if I'm
super pissed off that day.
If I'm sad, I can't eat.
Yeah, sad. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I can't eat at
fuck.
All. Yeah, so I can't eat when I'm sad.
And both of us, we can't decide on anything?
It'll be like, I want something homemade, but I don't want to, like, cook it. But then I'm also like, I don't want to cook, but I'm also, like, very tired of everything on the outside world.
Yeah.
Like, I need to cook because nothing else is, like, tasting good, but I don't want to.
But even sometimes when you cook, you don't even like to eat, like, the shit you cook.
Because you're like already like
you did all the work for it. Yeah.
Especially if it's like an elaborate meal, like I'm just like, oh, I don't even want to eat it now.
Because low key, sometimes if I'm like grilling, I'll chop up on.
I know, because you're like eating
it
the whole time.
So like when you get like the sides and everything, I'm like, oh, I'm pretty much like I ate already.
Were there any like toys growing up that you like wish you had, or you had that were like the coolest toys ever?
Most of like the cool toys that I wanted were like swap meet toys.
How did you even know about them? Just like walking around?
Because we'd go like on the weekends, we'd go to like swap meets and shit. So
like, I'm just like, what kind of advertising did they have? How like did you know you wanted it?
A lot of shit was like, oh, that fucking one that had like, I think it was like 1 through 6, like numbers on each side, and it was like a basketball court. And then me and my brother would play, like, he'd be the blue and I'd be the red. I don't think you remember that one.
I don't know anything about that one.
It was like a dome basketball court toy. It was a cheap
It small?
It was small.
I'm imagining, like, you and your brother, like, on, like, a mat that has numbers in
no,
a
no,
dome.
No. It was just, like, a little fucking handheld toy kind of thing. But, like, just, like, cheap-ass toys at fucking the swap meet. Like, what was I telling you the other day? The, a hand puppet boxing. You said it was, like, nuns?
Yeah, the boxing nuns.
Yeah, yeah, I had that shit, and I saved up money for it, and I was like, next time I go to the fucking swap meet, that's what I'm gonna get. I don't know
why.
Do
you know, like, what was one of my, like, favorite, like, cheap toys? I think they were, like, cheap toys. And I would always get them at the LA County Fair. Is that bird that you put water in it and then it would whistle
Yeah.
I love that toy, and I would get one like every time we would go to the LA County Fair. Like, that was like my favorite thing. I just like, and then I just walk around with it.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
That shit was amazing. You know what I always wanted?
What?
The invisible dog.
Oh, it just had, it looked, yeah, and it had a collar.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Like at the harness and the leash and the.
They had that at the fair too.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm just
shit.
Talking about fair toys now.
Because you're like, Swami, you know what was like that? It was a fair that had that shit.
They would never let me get that one. They're like, you have a dog. You don't need an invisible dog. I'm like, oh, I guess.
I got the, it was like a little box thing too, but it had a little screen and had a like a sticker of a car on there, and it had a steering wheel, so you'd like turn it on and just go like bzzz, and it was just like a driving a car.
But yeah.
But I was like old as fuck. I was already like 12 years old, and I was like, I never got it when I was like hella young, and then I had like a couple bucks and went to like the swap meet, and I was like, I'm gonna get that shit.
I feel like. Definitely our generation, probably more than any other generation before us, gets the toys that we were not allowed to or couldn't afford to get when we were younger now. Like, why do we have so many toys? We have so many, like, toys and, like, stuffed animals. We are so old.
Yeah.
Like, we should not have this many, like, toys in our room. And we do. Like, we buy toys and I'll be like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I want that. And I'll get it.
And then I told you, like, I never had, like, a real RC car. And the RC cars I would have were the ones with the wires still attached to it. And, like, I was only playing.
Probably getting an RC car for Christmas.
I was only playing with that shit, like, in the kitchen because that was the only place with, like, tile or like linoleum, so like,
yeah,
it could fucking go.
Well, you're gonna have to play with it outside because it's not allowed in the house here.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Fucking like my coworker, he got him his and his two daughters. It was really for him. He just needed
an excuse to buy
to
a
get
toy,
more fucking airplanes, remote control airplanes, and he's like, the ones on like Amazon are only $100 or less, so he's been getting those and like, I don't know. And he was showing me, like, videos of, like, people, like, doing tricks in, like, the residential streets and shit. I was like, oh, man, that shit looks cool.
I really, like, did not know anyone. Oh, I do know that they used to, at the Rialto Airport, have, like, enthusiasts that had those airplanes, like, go and fly at the airport.
Yeah. There's one, like, off the 605 and the 210, kind of by City of Hope.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they...
In Pasadena?
Or before Pasadena, like going into it. Or by the Miller fucking beer plant. There's a like a spot.
Okay, like, yeah.
By the, what is that? Santa Fe Dam or some shit?
Yeah, Santa Fe Dam.
So those motherfuckers be flying their shit over there too. Yeah, so many cool whack ass toys.
But they were like so fun. Like, you're just like, whatever.
That's pretty much childhood if you think about it. Like the cheaper toys were like the dope ass toys. And then, like, the big shit, like, even, like, the shit, like, my brother gets his, like, kids, like, the expensive shit, they don't really fuck with it. Like, they like the cheaper shit.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I fucked with my expensive ass shit.
Oh, I don't know. I just
My shit was, like, Barbie Dreamhouse and shit like that. Like, all day, every day Barbie. Yes.
Like, my niece has that whole fucking house, too. Like, my brother gets
them. She
has,
like, the motorhome.
She has everything.
With the slide that goes into the pool. Like,
and she's just, like, chilling. She's, like, I don't know. I'm not there 24/7. But.
Yeah. But, like, I think it's, like, maybe because she doesn't have anyone to play with her. And it's just, like, easier to play with her brother's toys because, like, he'll play with her with those. So,
yeah.
You know.
All right, last beer of the night is...
From Noble Ale Works in collaboration with Lake Arrowhead Brewing Company. It's called California Double. It is a hazy IPA that is brewed with Eclipse, Citra, Nectaron, and Galaxy hops. The label was inspired by the Nintendo classic game Town & Country Surf.
Is it TNC? I don't know. We used to call it something different.
When I looked it up, it said it was inspired by the classic Nintendo game Town & Country Surf Design.
Yeah, if you're like an old head, it was like the first, well, it wasn't the first, it was like the only good skateboard surfing game.
Yeah, so.
And it had like the gorilla and like a dude with a tiki mask. Yeah, that shit was fucking fun as fuck to play.
Yeah, it said it was like the first game that like combined surfing and skateboarding.
Oh, man.
And it's like the thing you can do in California where you can go snowboarding, skiing, then you can go skateboarding, and you can go surfing all in one day.
It's dope, dude. That game is sick. That was like one of the first like real good games that I
or like one of the getting. First probably like alternative extreme sports kind of games.
Yeah, if you see the fucking can or you know the TC fucking gorilla and the cool surfer dude, oh, you know this fucking, I don't know, this shit already wins by can art, like
can art alone.
Yeah. All right. Cheers. I like that.
That's yummy.
Yeah, I would definitely drink this like all day.
When something has citra in it, it just gets me.
Is that what the taste of?
Yeah, I love citra.
Oh, it's 7.25.
Ooh.
Damn. Oh my God, this is good. Anaheim, they did it. Noble Ale Works.
Anaheim and Arrowhead.
Oh, Lake Arrowhead.
That's right.
That's kind of like makes.
That's why that's town.
Oh, that's sick.
Town and country,
no
baby.
No wonder why they did that shit. Uh-huh. That's dope. Okay, got you.
Delicious. It was really good. I like it. How many mugs are you giving this one?
Five mugs. I'll give it 4.5.
I'm going to go with 4, but I really like it. It was good.
Definitely go get it.
All right. You know what time it is.
It's time to rank our beers.
It's time to rank these beers.
All right. Go ahead. You can go first.
All right. My number one is going to be Spanish Marie. Shake that grim off your face. Number two is going to be Noble Ale Works in collaboration with Lake Arrowhead Brewing Company, California Double. And number three is going to be Mason Ale Works WC IPA.
Yeah, I'm going the same way. Exactly. The Spanish Marie, shake that grim off your face. The Noble Ale Works and the Lake Arrowhead Brewing collab, California Double Hazy IPA. Number three, Mason Ale Works WC IPA. They're all good. Go get it.
Obviously, 1 and 2 are our favorites.
Yeah. Go get it.
Try it
go
out.
Try it. And it's that time. It's that time for us to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at dipsomaniac_podcast.
I'm Uncle Jake. She's Tiny Fish. Put a fucking beer in your mouth.
Mwah.
We out. Peace.
Love you, Drama.
Oh, I love you too, Drama.
Dipsomania.